Talking now on our Coach's Corner program with Forest City head girls basketball coach Matt Erpelding. And Coach, a couple of games to talk about as your team has started off the season here already with a bang, playing three contests in the first couple weeks of basketball. In the first week, you guys played Algona, your normal staple at the beginning of the season, and unfortunately fell on that one at the end of the game. Let's start there, Coach. 39-38, an exciting one. Algona comes out on top.
Yeah, it was, you know, a close game throughout. And first game of the year, and obviously, you know, we're a different team this year a little bit. You know, kind of got to figure out our identity, so not real sure what to expect heading into that game. And you know, it's one of those games where early in the season, normally your defense is going to be ahead of your offense a little bit, and that's definitely been the case for us to this point. And really struggled, you know, this first part of the season here, really struggling to shoot the ball from the perimeter, and that's kind of what we like to do. So low-scoring game, and, you know, it, as ragged kind of as it was, you know, we had a chance to win it late and just broke down defensively, a lack of communication for a possession, and the Goffman girl knocked down that wide-open corner three, and that ended up being a ball game. But, like I said, kind of an ugly game probably to watch maybe, but, you know, kids gave great effort. We just couldn't score enough to win the ball game.
And your second time out, you guys were playing against a West Fork team that is ranked again this year. You guys beat them last year, pretty good basketball game. They got out early on you. You were able to kind of hang around between the kind of 4 and 10-point marks throughout that one. You're right there in the mix of it. But the end of the game, West Fork able to get ahead of you. Your offense just not able to boost along with your defense.
Right. And, you know, I think the score is maybe a little bit deceiving. I felt like it was a closer game, a little bit closer ball game than that. But, yes, same thing. You know, our defense is always going to keep us in games. But offensively, really struggled once again trying to find something that works for us. And, you know, I think we shot the ball just under 18% from the floor. And against a solid team like West Fork, you're not going to win many games doing that. Heck, I don't know if you're going to win many games against anybody shooting under 18% from the floor. So, and, you know, the other frustrating part there is we really struggled passing and catching the ball, decision-making, kind of dribbled into some trouble on the baseline at times and had to make some decisions on the run, and we ended up having as many turnovers as points. So that's not a good combination either. But kind of a game we need, you know, we just kind of flush that down a little bit and move on. But West Fork's a really athletic, solid team, and you're not gonna beat a team like that scoring 30 points because it's just hard to shut them down. You know, I felt like our defense was once again good enough, but offensively, like I said earlier, we got to figure something out because what we're doing those first two games just isn't working for us.
And you guys came back last night as you were taking on one of your rivals in Garner Hayfield Ventura, and Coach, your team falls behind in that contest. GHV is able to take the lead. You guys go into the fourth quarter down by 8 points, and you're able to erase that 8-point deficit in the fourth quarter. You push it to overtime, and in overtime, you outscore them 16-2 to win 71-57. It was an exciting game in front of a packed house. Fun to see that kind of environment for a high school girls basketball game. Just a lot of fun all around last night for the Indians.
Yeah, absolutely. Your typical rivalry atmosphere. And, you know, the first half, I don't know what the biggest lead for either team was throughout the first half there, but, you know, really close game in the first half, just kind of feeling each other out a little bit. And we kind of struggled early, kind of went a little deeper in our bench, found a combination that kind of sparked us there, I felt like, in the second quarter, and did a lot of good things. And we came out in the third quarter and, same, you know, we just struggled to score there early in the third quarter. And like I said, just kind of found ourselves falling behind. But, we never quit, which my kids never will. You know, kept battling, went to a little bit more full-court pressure to try to, you know, obviously get back in the game because we had to at that point, and were able to turn them over a few times and get some breakaway shots, knock down some timely threes. So really good effort. I mean, we could have folded, waved the white flag pretty easy, but, you know, obviously, you know, like I said, my group's not going to do that. And I felt like late, you know, the last 8 minutes of the game there, last four of the fourth quarter in the overtime, we really played composed. You know, even though we had to speed things up a little bit, I really thought we held our composure, you know, maybe a little bit better than Garner. We got them rattled a little bit, I think, and I think that was a difference. And I think we honestly, I think we wore them out a little bit as well with our relentless pressure. And, you know, I got several girls that can apply that type of pressure and, you know, give them a minute or two break and throw somebody else in there to keep that defensive pressure up. And I think you've seen us just wear them out. You know, I think we outscored them like 16-2 in overtime or something like that. But it was basically due to our relentless pressure. And then offensively, you know, just getting some breakaways and knocking down some timely threes. So a win we definitely needed for our confidence moving forward here.
Coach, as you kind of mentioned it, and that's what it kind of looked like from those of us that that were outside of the teams watching and calling the game, but it felt like your team just had a different energy to them in the last maybe 5 to 7 minutes of that game. Just felt a different energy. They just looked different. They had that kind of that look in their eye, like, hey, we want to come back. Is that maybe some urgency that your team, you know, should play with maybe for four quarters?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's what we're capable of. I think, you know, last night was simple case in point of they didn't want to lose our home opener on the floor to a rival in the way this season. You know, we didn't want to go 0-3, and they realized it's, you know, it's pretty much do or die. We do it now or we are 0-3, and just, you know, like I said, came out that they're never going to quit, but I think they kind of realize the urgency of, you know, we better start rolling here pretty quick or it's going to be over. So, but yeah, something, you know, we need to play 32 minutes every night like that with that intensity and that urgency. And, you know, we always talk every possession 0-0, and I think sometimes the kids forget about that. You know, I mean, sometimes when, you know, you got to win every possession on each end of the floor, and when you have that urgency, it just naturally brings your focus and your energy level up. So if we can play 32 minutes like that, we'll be in pretty good shape. But we can't afford to take possessions off because we're simply just not that good right now to be, you know, good enough to do that right now. As we struggle to score offensively, so, you know, you take away that last 8 minutes segment there, and, you know, we struggled to score last night as well. So hopefully we turn the corner. You know, I think maybe we found something, you know, with our bench, you know, and some combinations we can play and that type of thing. But, yeah, it's, you know, I'm kind of looking forward to Tuesday night to see how we bounce, you know, how we bounce back after the emotional game last night.
Yeah, Coach, and you mentioned it. You go right back on the horse on Tuesday night as you got to go to North Union to take on a very good North Union team, and a team that you know, is one of those teams that if you let up for a little bit and kind of get lax, they're just going to run right over you. So kind of a tough team to play against, a team that likes to run, and you're a team this year that you like to run. So it's going to be should be a really good game, I think.
Yeah, it should be, and you know, I'd be shocked if they don't sit back in their matchup 2-3 zone, which is even more effective at their place in that smaller gym. You know, we've struggled against that the last couple of years. So, you know, once again, it's going to be being able to score the ball is going to be the big key, I think. And, you know, we'll try to find some different stuff in offense or in practice on Monday that's going to help us offensively against that matchup 2-3. You know, and they're kind of a new team this year, too. You know, it's lost some offensive production from last year, so you know, I see they shot the ball fairly well last night against North Iowa, it looks like. You know, several different girls knocked down some threes. So, you know, they got some kids that can, you know, take over a ball game if you let them. So our defense is going to have to be solid again. We're going to have to take care of the ball. We can't turn it over. They're definitely not going to beat themselves, so we can't give them extra possessions. But, like I said, really looking forward to the challenge of going over there in that gym. You know, I think our style should lead to some success, hopefully, but taking care of the ball and making smart decisions offensively will be the key. But, yeah, you know, I've been battling those coaches for 20 years, so we know each other so well. So it's a exciting game to coach in. I know the players are excited because it's North Union, and it's always an important game for conference race as well. So really looking forward to it. Like I said, hopefully last night maybe kind of flipped that switch with our confidence a little bit, and maybe we'll be a different team moving forward here.
And you guys will close the week against North Iowa back at home against the Bison.
Right, exactly. And Rick continues to do a good job up there with his personnel. And, obviously I was able to see them on film as well as I watched that game from last night. So they play a lot of zone as well. So, it's work on our zone offense the next week in practice here.
Coach, thanks so much for taking some time with us. We really do appreciate it. Congratulations on the exciting win for your team last night, and we'll talk to you again on Tuesday night.
Thanks, Aaron. Appreciate it.
That was Forest City head girls basketball coach Matt Erpelding.